the rest of the story. At least 1,200 years ago, in the south of China, there lived a king named Tolhan. He ruled from a throne on a magnificent island. We're not certain precisely which one, or for that matter, precisely when. In fact, most of what we ought to know about this ancient ruler has been completely forgotten over the years. Nonetheless, the reign of Tolhan has echoed throughout the centuries since in a marvelous and magical way, because one morning King Tolhan was presented with an unusual gift. It was a small but splendidly crafted shoe. It was a solitary shoe made entirely of gold. Now, what was most remarkable about it was that despite the precious but heavy material from which the shoe was fashioned, it was as light as goose down, so light that it made no noise even when its sole met stone. Now, most monarchs would have been satisfied simply to admire such a present, but Tolhan was not satisfied at all. To the contrary, he was perplexed and confounded by the golden shoe. He grew quickly obsessed with the desire to discover its origin. The gift giver was taken aback. He had merely purchased the shoe from a merchant on the dock and had asked no questions. Then the merchant must be found, Tolhan insisted. And he was. And yet he could only inform the king that he'd bought the shoe on the mainland from one of the cave dwellers on the mainland. The man had told the merchant nothing of the source of the curious object. So all of the king's men put themselves to the task of finding that one cave dweller. And when they succeeded, and when they questioned him regarding the golden shoe, they were told an incredible tale. Now listen carefully. They said that only a short while before, a beautiful young woman, as beautiful as a heavenly being, was seen at a local festival. She was wearing a glorious cloak of kingfisher feathers and golden shoes. But just as everyone had begun to stare at her, she became suddenly self-conscious and frightened, and then hurried away, leaving one of her golden shoes behind, the same shoe that had come into the possession of King Tolhan. Let me hesitate just for a moment with a reminder now that such an ancient story, however specifically traceable, is in the strictest historical sense unverifiable. And yet, if part of it or even none of it is true, its discovery nonetheless ends an age-old quest for the true origin of a more familiar story, told throughout the centuries in some 700 different versions. For you see, when King Tolhan was told of the country festival and of the mysterious young woman who left the golden shoe behind, he searched the kingdom until he found her, clothed in rags, hidden away by a sinister stepmother and her own daughter. For the beautiful young girl, Yetsien, the beautiful young girl having disguised herself, she claimed, in garments acquired through a wish, had attended the festival and fled, fearing recognition. But now, hers, that young girl's, was the only foot in all the land that would fit the golden slipper, and she and the king were married and lived happily ever after. Of course, you recognize the story, but you've heard it here told as it was told for the first time. Or perhaps as it really happened. But you remember it by the solitary enchanting name Cinderella. And now you know the rest of the story.